Hi, this is Brian Ward from Shout Factory, and you are listening to All Things Transformers.
Transform and roll out.
Transformers, more than meets the eye. Transformers, robots in disguise. Autobots wage their battle to destroy the evil forces of the Decepticons. Transformers.
Hi, this is Brian Ward from Shout Factory, and you are listening to All Things Transformers.
I got a vibe tells me I should be sitting in on this scene for a while.
Hello, and welcome to All Things Transformers. This is a crossover interview with Transformation Animation Podcast. I am your host, TFG1 Mike. In this latest interview, it seems like I just talked to this guy twice earlier this year. Considering the first question actually says, so it's been 4 years since we've interviewed you.
yeah, you can't get rid of it.
Yeah, needed to re-edit that, didn't do it. But anyway, as you can hear, it's Mr. Brian Ward, and this time around, we're not talking about the Arkham Sessions, we're not talking about Batgirl, we are talking about Transformers and Shout Factory, who Brian works for. Is you've been there, what, 10 years?
10 years. 10 years this year.
Awesome. Brian is a DVD producer at Shout Factory. Most of you know that who are listening to this interview. The reason for this interview is because one day after this goes live, Transformers Animated, the complete series DVD release from Shout Factory, goes on sale exclusively at Amazon.com. And when I say complete, ladies and gentlemen, I mean complete. They have Season 3, finally a legitimate, real copy of Season 3 on a real DVD, not anything burned off of Cartoon Network.
And not just complete in terms of number of episodes, but complete in terms of the width of the picture.
Yes, we will talk about that. Oh, boy. All right, so... like I said, we talked with you and your doctors there, Dr. Andrea Letamendi, for your interview of the Arkham Sessions of the podcast that you do. I started my Batgirl coverage inside the pull bag with you guys, but today we're here to talk about all things Shout Factory and all things Transformers. Give us the rundown on are there any projects that... you know, haven't been announced that you can talk about, or is there any kind of teases you could give us?
I can tell you that there are still some very good projects in the works, things that haven't necessarily been announced. My plate is kind of full right now with titles that people do know about. I'm working on Pee-wee's Playhouse still. That's been a long process, a long but rewarding process. We're also working on WKRP in Cincinnati, Welcome Back Cotter, complete series sets. So those have been, in the works for a little while. There are a number of other titles, Hasbro related, that are in the pike. But right now it's
awesome.
It's all Transformers Animated for me.
Yeah. Pretty much. Shout Factory has... you guys just aren't doing DVD anymore. You guys are all over the online entertainment as well. Seeing as how your weekly shout-out started.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on with that?
Your weekly shout-out started as a web series on YouTube that was basically designed to... For better or worse, sort of act as not really a commercial, but sort of an informative tool. It's supposed to come out every Tuesday, and it's supposed to be basically everything that is hitting stores that day, or that day for that week, and you know, etc. We put things like interviews with people we get like exclusive interviews that are behind the scenes of Shout Factory. So it sort of gives you an idea as to what it's like to work there. We give you some sneak peeks at things that are coming up, whether it's snippets of bonus features or something else entirely. Most recent, or one of the recent episodes, we went to the live reunion reading of from The Middleman. Javier Grigio Markswatch got the cast mm-hmm. back together because of a crowdsourced comic book that he had done. That was an additional episode of The Middleman, and you know, his fans are incredibly loyal, as they should be. And that night was fantastic. But we were there, and we caught it on tape, and we made it part of your weekly shout out. And you know, it's just fun stuff like that. It gives people an inside look at Shout Factory, and in addition, it also shows you what's coming out that week. We tell you about bonus features. Sometimes we show you a little bit of it. And it's been cool. We did it for about a year. And that first year was basically just one big proof of concept. And then we decided to team up with the YouTube creator space here in Los Angeles. And now we shoot the episodes there. And, you know, there are more bells and whistles. Everything looks nicer, feels nicer, and we like the direction in which it's going. It's sort of a comedic. It's not just me standing in front of you telling you what's out. Now we actually get involved, so it's nice.
Yeah, the comedy in it for season two is very, very well done.
Thank you.
I remember that first episode. You're like, wait, that's it? That's all you're giving? I'll have to embed that first episode into this interview post, because people, you'll laugh your butts off about it. So how has the response been for your weekly shout-out?
It's been good. We've had a pretty strong, you know, the audience has basically stayed with us the entire time, and they've all been very kind to us online. Basically, it's just an opportunity for us to have a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. in a way that we wouldn't normally, and we've never really seen any other company do. Mm-hmm. We don't see too many companies go out and you know, tell folks what it is that they've got coming out. And I kind of feel like social media and YouTube, Vimeo, and all these other new media platforms are kind of the wave of the future in terms of marketing. So we might as well use that to our advantage. And we liked things that we've seen in the past couple of years. One of my favorites right now is looking at the DC All Access web series. And, you know, ours is a different style. Ours is much more, I like to think of it as Shout Factory's version of The Soup.
I can so see that. Yeah.
Yeah, that's sort of how I like to pitch it. So, you know, it's that kind of comedy, but that, you know, as family friendly as we can be, since we are a commercial company. But yeah.
Yes. Well, this is so funny. In the most recent episode, the June 5th episode, you're wondering where one of your associates is, Chris, and at the end, there's some sort of food on a plate, and you attempt to take a bite. Bye. I absolutely love that. Keep that stuff coming. There was one episode where you dressed up as a bunch of different things going through. I love how you did that.
Oh yeah.
There was a cemetery, there was a schoolroom, there was a lawyer's office. I love how you did that based on the release that you were talking about.
Yeah, we like to put not only myself, but you know, other people who work at Shout, you know, Chris and Evan, who are very instrumental in getting this new version of the Shout Out up. You know, we decided we all wanted them to be a part of it. So, you know, we write them into the show every week. And, you know, I think they've added so much to it.
Or in Chris's case, you feed them to the Judge Dredd cans.
Yeah, we might eat them. We're not quite sure. It's a plate of meat. It might be Chris.
That's one of the things I loved about that first episode for season two. You're like, wait, what's going on? I'm the star here.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, and in that first episode, it gives us an opportunity to also show off potential other shows that we could do. In that first episode, we gave people a glimpse at a new show that we're creating that called The Debate Club, and it pits two fans against one another in a fun way to debate one thing versus another in fandom. In that first episode, it was the Green Ranger versus the White Ranger. And of course, we all know Tommy is one and the same, but they're not. So we let two fans go at it. And at the end, that the fan that wins based on a period of time of votes on the YouTube page, that fan then wins something. So and we've got another one of those episodes coming out soon. And in fact,
I actually suggested that, I think.
Yeah, in fact, you will be very happy with that episode coming out. And then we've got another show that we hope to debut very shortly with a good friend of our company, Amy Ratcliffe, who's at Amy Geek, Amy underscore Geek on Twitter. She's going around from convention to convention over the course of the year and giving us her recaps of life at the con. So we hope to be debuting that pretty soon.
Okay, now I noticed that before we get animated here, one question I've been meaning to ask you is that this past week's episode for your weekly shout out kind of focused a little bit on Scream Factory.
Mm-hmm.
Is Scream Factory a subsidy of Shout Factory, or are they a completely separate company that just decided to take the factory name?
No. We're all Shout Factory.
Okay.
Basically, the way it works is Shout Factory wanted to. We basically wanted the opportunity. We had started working on various horror catalogs. You know, Roger mm-hmm. Corman. And stuff like that. And we sort of figured there was a really great way to create sort of a brand all in itself. And so purely within the company, we're all the same company, but we decided to brand our horror extension as Scream Factory, very much a play off of Shout Factory, obviously. Mm-hmm. And yeah, that's our team. That's Jeff Nelson and Cliff McMillan. Jeff has been with the company for a long time. Cliff has been with the company for quite a while. And Cliff gets an opportunity to produce a lot of those DVDs and Blu-rays. Jeff is the marketing guru behind them. And you're not going to find a bigger horror fan in Shout Factory than Jeff Nelson. So that brand, Scream Factory, is in very good hands. But yeah, any opportunity we can get to talk about Scream Factory is a welcome one, because that's a huge fan base right there.
Awesome. All right, so let's get animated. How is it now? I know you're probably going to interrupt me when I ask this question, but just let me go with this here. How is it that the Shout Factory guys were able to defeat Cartoon Network from harboring the rights to Transformers Animated, specifically getting Season 3 on DVD? And the follow-up question to that is, I want you to talk a bit about how DVD production companies get contracts for the rights to produce DVDs. Because Season 3, the fans of Transformers Animated, myself included, we've been wanting Season 3 since the final episode aired on Cartoon Network almost, mm-hmm. oh geez, 2 or 3, 4 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So how did that happen?
Well, I think the second half of that question is probably the easiest way to answer the whole thing. And that's really that, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, and mm-hmm. I very well could be, but the original releases were done by Paramount, I think. And then eventually that license expired, which opens the door to another company to come in and pick up that license from Hasbro. And we've got such a great relationship with Hasbro. We've been producing DVDs for them since Transformers G1, their 25th anniversary. So we've been with them for the last 5 years. It's literally been half of Shout Factory's existence has been with Hasbro. In terms of, you know, last year we celebrated our 10th anniversary, and this year we are celebrating Transformers 30th anniversary, when the last time that we did G1, it was its 25th. So we've had a really great relationship with Hasbro. We love working with them. We think they love working with us because we are a company that, while we may not be as big as another studio like, say, Paramount, we are filled to the brim with people who are fans of those cartoons, grew up with those shows, and certainly know how to treat the DVDs from the perspective of a fan. So when the opportunity came up to get Transformers animated, because those rights were not available for a long while, mm-hmm. we then decided to take that opportunity, and I knew that season 3 had not been released. We you know, for a very long time, only recently our forums on our website sort of shut down, but for years we heard a lot of fans begging for the third season of Transformers Animated. The problem with that is that not every fan got to buy the first two seasons when they had the opportunity, and those seasons are long since out of print. Some of them are more expensive on places like Amazon or eBay or whatever. So rather than simply cater to the people who wanted season 3, we decided to release a complete series set via Amazon. And then, of course, season 3 is also available for those that just want to pick up those last 13 episodes.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And that's one of the things I've been saying. I said it in my written review. I said it in the video review I did of the set, because you guys were, Tom Chen and the people over at Shout Factor were nice enough to send me a review copy of the complete series. I said in my review that if you have the original DVDs, great, and you only need season 3, great, go ahead and get that. But if you want all 42 episodes in one, because that was the thing with the Paramount DVDs, they did Transform and Roll Out, the first 3 episodes of the series, as a single disc set, mm-hmm. and then they did season 1, season 2, and never did season 3. With the complete series, you get all 42 in one. Having said that, there are, I believe, 2 commentaries missing. Mm-hmm. From your all set, the I think it's Mission Accomplished, mm-hmm. and what's the other one?
The other one I think is the original commentary for Garbage In, Garbage Out.
Oh wait, Garbage In, Garbage Out is a new commentary?
Uh-huh. It's a brand new commentary.
Oh, I didn't know that. I thought it was the same one. No, it's Mission Accomplished, and I think the Elite Guard.
Right.
There were. Yeah, there was 2 commentaries that were on the original. So how is it that you all were able to do, if Garbage In, Garbage Out isn't the same commentary that's on the other one? So we basically have 4 new commentaries, because we didn't have season 3.
Right.
And we have new commentaries on
Transformed Parts 1 through 3.
Transwarped 1, 2, and 3, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've got Transwarped 1 through 3, and then we've got a brand new commentary on Garbage In, Garbage Out.
Awesome.
And basically we let you know, the showrunners Marty Eisenberg and
Matt Youngberg.
Matt Youngberg. Well, we let those guys decide what episodes they wanted to talk about. And those were the 4 that they very much wanted to, and Garbage In, Garbage Out, they wanted to revisit. And so we got that opportunity, you know, and the unfortunate thing is that we weren't able to port over bonus features from the original releases. And sadly, that's just one of those behind the scenes, problems, with the company, or not the company, the industry is that sometimes, you just can't get the rights to things that other people have done, or they might have exclusive rights to certain things. In the case of the shorts, those rights were exclusive.
Really?
Yeah. So we could not port those over. You know, God knows we tried.
They were exclusive to Paramount.
In some deal that was made at some point in time, probably during the creation of the series,
okay.
You know, something was worked out, and it kept us from getting those things in the future, which is today's present.
Yeah, because I remember when I first got the set and I started posting about it online, people were asking me about the shorts, people were then saying, okay, so if the shorts that were on the original DVDs aren't there, then they guessed that the unreleased shorts would never get released. And I said, probably not, which kind of stinks. But
yeah, I mean, it's definitely a bummer. And it's definitely something we worked up until the last minute to try to secure those rights. And unfortunately, it just didn't work out. The real issue, and I say this not only as a DVD producer, but also as a fan of not just Transformers, but just the medium in general, is that, you know, really the thing to latch onto is the fact that season 3, which was something that most people didn't think would ever be released, is now about to hit retail.
Oh, absolutely. No. Don't get me wrong.
I'm not.
I know you're not. But I just want you to realize, and I want the listeners to realize, do not get me wrong, people. I am not complaining that I have this set and that season 3 is on DVD whatsoever. I'm just asking the questions because I know people have asked me the questions.
My response is really more for those people, is for the people who, because I've been hit with a number of the questions as well, and I've been hit with and it's not a bad thing. No one's angry, because I think most people understand that the importance of season 3 far outweighs the importance of a couple of shorts that lasted a couple of minutes each and a couple commentaries. But I think folks will be very happy with the commentaries that we do have on the sets.
Oh, absolutely. I listened to all three because I didn't realize Garbage In, Garbage Out was a new commentary. I thought it was just the same one.
Yeah.
So I have not listened to that. So I'll have to go back. But I did listen to the three Transwarp commentaries and it's like, oh, my God. And you hear Derek J. Wyatt talking about, he tried to keep Blur alive. And
oh, yeah.
You know, they talked about, you know, working on all the characters. He mentions in the scene where Blackout basically nearly stomps Rodimus's head into the ground. He mentions, oh, look, there's our one movie character we were able to use. They are some amazing commentaries. Let's talk about the fact that this is a wide release, and by wide, I mean it's widescreen. It is the full, it is the real way you should be watching this show, people. How did that work into the production? How did you guys, did they send you the original masters, or talk a bit about that?
Hasbro's been really good about, they've actually started converting most of their masters to digital masters so that, you know, we don't have to worry about tape. I mean, when we started working with them for Transformers G1, we were working with Digibeta and 1-inch or 2-inch tape and, you know, all of that. And as great as that is, it's very storage heavy, but it's also not always reliable. You get things like tape hits and stuff like that in the encodes. And Hasbro's been fantastic about sort of converting their library over to digital. So to be perfectly honest, when we knew that we were going to get the rights to the series, we knew that we had to release it in widescreen. We knew that that was not an option. Luckily for us, Hasbro also knew that. And the only masters they gave us were the original widescreen versions.
Awesome. Very cool, very cool. All right. So, as you mentioned, with Shout Factory and Hasbro in full combiner mode, are there any Transformers series left that you guys haven't gotten on DVD that you want to work on?
I'm trying to think if there are any other series. I know we've done, or I guess we've not done, we don't have the rights for, was it Robots in Disguise? There are some of the Japanese OVAs we don't have, but we have done. We've done the unicorn. Oh wow, that really. you'll never believe. I literally just looked at my browser and saw a picture of a unicorn, and happened to be saying Unicron at the exact same time, and it could be the greatest thing I've ever done. Yeah, no, we've. we're about to wrap up the Unicron trilogy with Transformers Cybertron. And of course, we did the Takara series back in the day. We've done Beast Wars. I don't know. I can't think of any other series that I do very much. There are certain things I do really want to work on that have the Transformers name on it. I've never made it a secret that you know, I would die a happy man if I could produce Transformers the movie. You know, if I could do something like that, that would be fantastic.
Okay, now let me ask you, because I actually have the, of course I don't have my lights on in my office here, but I have the, where are you? I have the 2007 Sony BMG two-disc thing. How would you make it a two-disc, or would you make it, how, if you got the chance, if Shout Factory got the chance in a hypothetical world, to put Transformers the 86 movie, what would you do with it? What would you want to get for it?
That's a really good question. I don't know. I honestly don't know, because that version that you have there is actually a really good version. Mm-hmm. You know, God, what they had a commentary. Now I'm off the top of my head. I remember they had a commentary with Flint Dilley and Sue Blue
and Nelson Shin.
What did they talk about? Did they talk to Vince DiCola in that one? Was there a documentary? Is there a featurette or something on that?
Not with Vince. There's all new featurettes: The Death of Optimus Prime, yeah. Casting Characters, and Transformers Q&A with Nelson Shin, Tom Griffin, Joe Bacall, yeah. Flint Dilley, Sue Blue. There's nothing with Vince or Stan on here.
Maybe that's something I always thought, or maybe I thought I remembered someone saying that they had shot something. I don't remember exactly what that was, but I don't know. This could be a long conversation just of me mapping out the kinds of things I would do for something like that. For starters, I would totally go after the best possible master available in HD, and I would just watch the crap out of that movie over and over and over again.
Absolutely. I actually the copy that I have of the 2007, I actually had to buy it off of Amazon at the time, about 3 or 4 months ago, because I didn't have the original time. When it originally came out, I bought it, and then, you know, through other means, I had to get rid of it at one point, which is kind of sad. But now that I have it again, I watch it constantly.
Oh, and I can tell you, I mean, I remember it's an interesting little twist of fate that Shout Factory's first year with a booth at Comic-Con was literally the year that they announced the Transformers, the movie, that two-disc release there. Because I remember we were positioned right sort of catty corner next to Hasbro. And that was the year that they had announced the Michael Bay, the first Michael Bay movie, and they had Optimus Prime's trailer, the trailer hitch there, you know, it was long before we had actually seen designs of Optimus Prime or anything like that. But they wanted to make it a big splash. They had like Optimus Prime's trailer hitch, and then they were passing around postcards that had the cover art for the two-disc set that was coming out from Sony.
Oh, wow.
And I remember getting that and freaking out over it, you know, because the first year that we were at Comic-Con, we didn't have a relationship with Hasbro yet. So for me now to look back on that and then to say, I know a lot of the people who were there. I know a lot of the people who worked on those projects, and I get to work with them now on various other projects like Transformers Animated. Is really special to me, because you know, if you know me, you know Comic-Con, those are my people, and you know, it is a treat to go back and work on various Transformers titles.
Absolutely. All right. Can you? All right. Let's talk about the giant honking monkey in the room. Just announced right before this interview went live. Just announced a day before, I believe, or the week before, because this will go up on Monday, June 9th. You guys are doing Beast Machines, the complete series. Now, as we've been recording this interview, I've had a couple of people comment on my Facebook shared post of tformers.com having the news about this. Mm-hmm. And some people have said, oh, worst Transformers series ever. But I don't agree with that. I think Beast Machines was its own thing. Sure, it got a little preachy with the whole nature versus technology and kind of, you know, this whole religious novella for television kind of thing, but mm-hmm. I personally don't care. I love the series. I think this is a natural evolution of Beast Wars.
I think you're absolutely right. I think I don't know that it necessarily had the same sort of depth of lore that that Beast Wars brought to the table, but it's very clearly an extension of it. And I have no problem throwing Beast Machines into that mythology.
Absolutely. Now, I know you're in probably the beginning stages of this release because the Beast Machines Complete Series set from Shout Factory does not release until September 2nd, 2014. Mm-hmm. But is there anything, any kind of sneak peek you can give our listeners?
On that date, you will receive all of the episodes of Beast Machines. I am legitimately in the opening stages of it. I just received the masters. They look fantastic. I'm about to start the menu process, the menu design process right now. I just handed the disc breakdown to my DVD author. So encoding is about to begin on that, but stay tuned because I'm sure we will have all kinds of news about, you know, that title and more.
Awesome. Is it too late for me to ask something of this set?
And I literally just started the set, so you
okay,
can ask.
Okay, well, I don't know. You said it's already begun encoding, so I don't know. Okay, so my request here is, can you guys do something similar to what you did with the gem set, where you have a video jukebox of the Beast Machines music? I have been dying to have a soundtrack for Beast Machines.
It's a great idea. Now, if I remember correctly, because Gem has been a little while, but Gem mm-hmm. was basically we took the music videos and then
right
and then created sort of a playable jukebox. You could choose which music. Which music video you wanted to watch. I don't know. Something like that could be interesting for a show like Beast Wars. I mean, Beast Wars and Beast Machines, you know, for starters, I think the music that they were doing for those shows was pretty fantastic.
Absolutely.
Mainframe certainly knew how to score a show during that time. That could be cool.
Absolutely, because I know myself, co-creator GCRN Steve Megatron. He and I both want, and we should probably talk to the people at Lulland Records about this. But we both want Beast Wars and Beast Machines soundtracks, the actual music from the shows, because the music was just so good.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. All right. That's gonna do it for us, I think. Do you have anything else you want to bring up or anything else you want to tell the people about for Shout Factory?
No, we very much appreciate everyone's support, and you know, you can always find us online. Our forums are gone, but we're still very much open-eared. We listen to everything you have to say, good and bad, mostly good, which is always pleasant. But yeah, just come drop by our Facebook page and come follow us on Twitter. We're at Shout Factory. I'm at BWard028, and we always look forward to hearing from everybody.
All right. I'd like to thank Brian for taking the time to chat with us in this latest All Things Transformers Transformation Animation Podcast interview. We will catch you next time. Transform and roll out, or Decepticons, rise up if you want to be a villain. We will catch you later.
Damage is too severe. I'm gonna have to amputate.
What?
Don't worry. Cybertron service will issue a replacement leg within 6 to 8 solar cycles.
Oh! Couldn't I get a second opinion?
Rodimus to Elite Guard Command! We are under attack! Repeat! Requesting backup, we are under attack!
Stay cool, Rodimus, and try to hold out a little longer.
Elite Guard forces are strained to maximum as it is.
Sir, I don't know how long we can keep the cons from the space bridge!
The cons are going after every space bridge on the periphery!
We can't let any of them transwarp to Cybertron!
I can assure you, Commander, that the Cybertron space bridge nexus is fully guarded. We'll be ready for anything that comes through.
Count on it.
Ironhide! Brawn! Transform and fall back! We need to protect the space bridge!
Blackout, you fool! We need the space bridge operational!
Oh, sorry.
Cyclonius, Oil Slick, help Free Spitter and secure the perimeter!
You'll have to get past me first, Deceptor Creeps!
You say that like it's a difficult thing, Autobot.
Cosmic Rust!